I am. Good morning.
So do tell. We need some dirt for Monday. What's going on?
So many things. I don't even know. I have like too many things for the show. Let's start with a little bit of a Miley update.
Okay, sure.
First, she announced that she hates Twitter rants. Oh. She posted on Twitter, quote, "That's what Facebook's for." So she used Twitter to say she doesn't like Twitter. Meanwhile, the Twitter rant hater used Twitter again to post pictures of the teddy bear that she twerked with named Boo the Bear.
Ah.
Word is this bear is traveling with her, has been, quote, fitted with designer clothes, including a Dolce & Gabbana bow tie.
Right.
Bow tie. And Boo the Bear even has his own Twitter account with thousands of followers and a, quote, bio that reads, "Can't stop, won't stop." Other Miley-related things getting their own Twitter accounts. Obviously, the foam finger. We saw that right away, right?
Yes,
that
of course.
Its own Twitter. Right. Robin Thicke's Foot Locker outfit.
Yes.
And the antibiotics needed to... Well, I won't finish that. I won't get specific on that.
No, okay. Okay.
You know what? If that Twitter account hasn't been started, like the antibiotics needed if you have touched the stage after Miley did,
right?
Let's start that.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Can we do it for once? Let's start something.
Right.
I love this. It gets weirder today. Apparently, Rihanna, who we never talk about, is really into finding UFOs and aliens.
Oh.
Source said, quote, "Rihanna has always been convinced that aliens will land on Earth in her lifetime."
Yeah.
I think that's cool. They said she, quote, "started using the man who calls himself a sky scanner to give her info from Nevada on anything that relates to sightings."
Really?
Where does, I guess Rihanna got excited recently when she was sure she had an extraterrestrial sighting. Turns out it was just Boo the twerking bear.
VMAs.
I can see how she'd make that mistake.
Understandable.
And I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want, I have a little segment called Everything As It Should Be, so it's a little hodgepodge of stories.
Yes.
Or do you want to talk about Jessica Simpson? Your choice.
Let's go with a hodgepodge. I like the idea.
I like it. It's Everything As It Should Be segment. We got Mel Gibson getting pulled over again in Malibu and again yelling at cops that he's always being harassed. It's always the cops' fault.
Right, exactly.
Ben Affleck has been practicing his Batman voice for his wife, Jennifer Garner.
All
That's
right.
awesome.
Cool.
And this one might be a little tough. The actress who once played Pippi Longstocking, you may have seen, now has an adult sexy time tape.
Oh, is that right?
I shouldn't call this Everything As It Should Be today. I think it should Everything As It Should Not Be. Although the Ben Affleck practicing his Batman voice, that I kind of dig.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if he's that makes me a little bit nervous.
Well, I was going
to
say.
Well, remember when I used to make fun of Christian Bale because he's like, "I'm Batman."
Right, right.
And then I just said, why don't they ever go higher and just be like, "I'm Batman"? What if that's what Ben Affleck does? What if he just does that and he just goes for it?
Like Gilbert Gottfried or something.
Hey, there you go. Batman.
I'm Batman.
Why you gotta play me like that, Joker? Like, why is he talking like that?
Yeah, for
Why
real.
Why did he rewrite the...
Yeah, come on. That'd be great.
I'll leave it there. I'm sorry. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.